Welcome, everybody. Eddie Trunk here with you, and time for another edition of Eddie Trunk Rocks. What's going on? Hope you had a great week, and you're about to have a great weekend because we're going to crank it up nice and loud with a great variety of new and classic hard rock and heavy metal over the course of the next 3 hours.
Eddie Trunk Rocks.
It's Eddie Trunk. Steven Adler is going to be joining us on Eddie Trunk Rocks in the next hour, so stick around for that. All right, it's Eddie Trunk, and I am joined by Geddy Lee here backstage at That Metal Show, and an interview for you tonight. We'll check in with Joe Satriani. Going to check in with Michael Schenker in just a little bit on this week's interview, but before we do, here's a classic Michael Schenker Group tune, Armed and Ready.
Eddie Trunk Rocks.
Here is my exclusive interview with Sammy Hagar. It made news all over the world because Sammy revealed in the interview that Van Halen is trying to stop him from performing Van Hagar songs live. And I start off by asking him how he feels about playing Van Halen music live with his current band.
I feel obligated because, listen, you know, we sold 40 million, 47 million records, whatever it was, together. We had all those number ones. Those are great songs right now, When It's Love, you know, frickin', finish what you started. Just keep going down the line, man. It's like these are great songs that need to be played for the people that supported it during the era. And, you know, it actually irritates me when those guys try to act like it never happened. I'm going, why would you shoot yourself in the foot like that just because you can't do them anymore? Okay, but don't act like they're not good songs and you can't play them, you know, and that they're not worth being played. And if you want to know the truth, I'm going to tell you something that's going to stir everything and everybody up so bad you're not going to believe it. Eddie and Alex Van Halen are trying to stop me from being able to even play those songs. They have had attorneys and people say, no, he can't play them. Like, sometimes you need permission to play something like on TV and stuff, and they say no, and they will actually fight legally to try to stop me. And I'm going crazy. I'm going to break these guys' neck. It's like they're so jealous that they can't do them, and they don't want them to be heard because they don't want to. They want to pretend like it never happened because of what they're doing now. And it's like, when I just got wind of this, I'm going nuts. So I've hired an attorney, and I'm gonna fight these guys to the end. Those are my songs. I wrote every lyric and every frickin' melody on every one of those songs. And, you know, for them guys say that I can't sing my own songs, oh, my God, I'm like, going crazy.
Eddie Trunk Rocks.
I'm going to give you some audio right now. A good portion of my interview, this is exclusive, has not been posted or aired anywhere else. You guys are getting it first. Alex Lifeson of Rush, prior to taking the stage this past Saturday night at the Pepsi Center in Denver, I sat with him for a few minutes backstage in the dressing room and had a long-ranging conversation, predominantly about the current tour and the big question everybody wants to know, if there's a future beyond this tour.
Well, I love what we're doing. I think we're playing really well. The show's working great, all of that stuff. Clearly, Neil has not enjoyed the touring aspect for a long time, and he has a young family and he has all his own reasons. It's become difficult for him to play, and he has health issues as well. And I think he mentioned the Rolling Stone article that playing for him is like running a marathon while doing mathematical equations. So it's very challenging. It's very athletic, and it's at almost 63 years old. It's a lot more difficult. It's a three-hour show, and we can't get away from it. When we were supposed to cut back on this tour.
Yeah, you don't do 75 minutes with two openers. And
you know, we can't. So maybe in the future there's an opportunity to change things up a little bit the way we do it. I think in my gut that this is probably the last major tour that we'll do. I like to think that we'll do specialty, you know, gigs, maybe a week in New York or something, you know, like that. But we haven't even discussed that. We just want to get through this tour and see where we're at. We want to discuss whether we're going to make another record anytime soon. A lot of the things, whatever this tour is, it's not the end of the band. It's just kind of reviewing where we're at in terms of major tours. And that's kind of what it is.
Eddie Trunk rocks.
We're going to check in now with an interview with Corey Taylor of Slipknot and, of course, Stone Sour, amongst other things. He's also an author with a new book out. Pretty funny stuff as well. But I pick it up here with Corey asking him how he's feeling about Slipknot these days. With the passing of their bassist, Paul Gray, not too long ago, there was some question as to whether Slipknot would even continue. So here's what Corey had to say about how he's feeling about Slipknot in the current day.
It's been good. I mean, it's been cathartic. Let's put it that way. I mean, you're obviously, you just don't ever get over something like that. You make peace with it. It gets a little better, but it never gets easier. I mean, for us, we kind of had to look at it the way it was basically starting over, you know, in a lot of ways. So with that mentality, we were able to kind of start just putting the steps in front of us, you know, and all of the shows have been fantastic.
And obviously the other change in the band with Joey not being there.
Yeah.
Have you guys, I don't know this, I'm not going to say it because I don't know if it's out there or not, but have you announced who your drummer is, or is he still somewhat anonymous?
Everybody knows, but we've just kind of let it be. Like, because everybody was so up our ass to say who it was. It's like, you're missing the point. You're missing the point. Listen to us. It's not about him. It's about us. It's not about, you know, it's not about any individual person. That's why we kept it at such arm's length for the longest time. But people know that it's Jay. People know that it's Alex. Like, it's out there. But because we let the music do the talking, it stopped being an issue, you know? So it was kind of cool to see that reaction and see how it kind of turned on itself. Like, people just stopped caring. It's just like, it's who cares, like, individually? It's Slipknot again, you know? And that was the whole point.
Yeah. Yeah, that was interesting how you handled that. There was no announcement. There's no let it organically just kind of come around
was a lot of it was out of respect for Joe, you know? Like, it was, you know, we parted ways for our reasons, and it was no reasons that people really didn't need to know about. So for us, out of respect to him, out of respect to Jay at the time, we were like, "Look, we're continuing on and this is how we're doing it. It doesn't matter why this is what we're doing."
And for people that don't know, Jay is Jay Weinberg, who is the son of Max Weinberg from Springsteen's band. Yeah. Has Max come to any shows?
Yeah, he's come to a couple.
Has he been like, "Whoa, this is a far cry from Springsteen, man"?
No, he used to, dude. He was bringing Jay to shows when he was 10 years old.
So Jay was a Slipknot fan.
Grew up a huge. I have a picture of he and I in the same rig from, I want to say it was the Hammerstein Ballroom. And it was Halloween 2001, I think. And he's been coming to shows since we played Conan, because Max was the band leader on Conan.
Something to play and something to say. Eddie Trunk.
Underground classic time. Time for us to turn the spotlight on a forgotten artist or song. You'd be hard-pressed to come up with a project that features Rob Halford that would kind of qualify as an underground classic. But I think you guys would agree the band he did with Trent Reznor would certainly be considered an underground classic. That band was called Two, and it also featured as his partner in that band a guitarist by the name of John Lowry, who would later go on to become known as John Five. Of course, you know, is a brilliant guitar player and these days plays in Rob Zombie. Here it is, Two, I Am a Pig, featuring Rob Halford, the underground classic. Played you some classic Scorpions by request earlier in the show, but I want to play you something brand new. They have a new record coming out. It's already out in Europe. It'll be coming out here in America in the next few weeks. They're also doing some tour dates in the U.S. with Queensryche. The album is called From Here to Eternity. This is brand new Scorpions called We Built This House. This special double shot edition of Eddie Trunk Rocks, two in a row from all your favorite artists, AC/DC, that's Megadeth, Metallica, Welcome Home, Sanitarium, Ozzy, Whitesnake doing Deep Purple's Burn from the new Purple album.